Well, shalom, and welcome to another 2 hours of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhardt. Each week, I try to bring you an interesting mixture. The first is non-Chazanist, first hour. The second hour is strictly Chazanist. Sometimes it gets mixed up a little, but that's the essential way it goes. This is show number 218. Let's see, October 7th. October 14th is next week, and October 15th I'm off to Israel. I am preparing some two interesting programs while I'm away, and I'll tell you more about that next week. But in the meantime, I'm getting all set for my trip to Israel, 5 days in Yerushalayim, and then a wonderful, wonderful group that goes only to the contested areas, if you will. We'll be in Hebron for Chai Asera, be in Ariel, and a host of other locations. I'll tell you about it next week. Anyway, in the background, we'd hear Anna Bekoach. This is from an album, Kol HaNeshoma Shirei Tefillah. Picked it up in Israel a few years ago. It's all in Hebrew, so I really am embarrassed that I can't tell you much about it, but it's two CDs, and later on I'll be playing several selections where I'll be able to give you some more information about who is performing. As you know, I'm a traditionalist, and I like to go back. You know, when you say 1970, say 1980, sounds like it's yesterday. It's 33 years ago, 1970. Yeah, I was thinking when I come back from Israel, I'm going to, don't hold me to this, but my thought is that I want to do a series each week of different Hasidic song festivals, starting with the earliest and each week building up. I'll see if I can can arrange to do that. Anyway, Ruach was such a great group from the 80s, and I'm going to play four selections. So let's start with Hallelujah. This is the Ruach group.
Hallelujah, la la. Yashiru kulam Bemila achat bodeta Alev male bahamon toda Beholem gam hu eze olam nifla Alleluka thank you.
Very smooth. I want to ask you a question. Do they make songs like that anymore? No, I know the answer. They don't. It's screaming and yelling, and it's so upsetting for me. That was from the 1979 Israeli Song Festival, and Ruach had such a smooth sound, delightful, and they don't... I'm showing my age. I'm showing my bias. They just don't make it like that anymore. Let's go back to Ruach and Shalom Aleichem.
Shalom Aleichem, Malachei HaShareis, Malachei Elyon. Mi Melech, Malachei HaMelachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom Aleichem, Malachei HaShareis, Malachei Elyon. Mi Melech, Malachei HaMelachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Boachem l'shalom, Malachei HaShalom, Malachei Elyon. Mi Melech, Malachei HaMelachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Boachem l'shalom, Malachei HaShalom, Malachei. Borchuni l'shalom, Malachei HaShalom, Malachei Elyon. Mi Melech, Malachei HaMelachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Borchuni l'shalom, Malachei HaShalom, Malachei Elyon. Mi Melech, Malachei HaMelachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzeischem l'shalom, Malachei HaShalom, Malachei Elyon. Mi Melech, Malachei HaMelachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzeischem l'shalom, Malachei HaShalom, Malachei Elyon. Mi Melech, Malachei HaMelachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Smooth. Let's hear Kinnor David with Ruach. Kinnor David.
שנים רבות שמעו בארץ ישראל קולות ניגון שירה ומזמורים בצליל כה מיוחד ובנעימה טובה שיר ציפור זמיר בין העלים בצליל כה מיוחד ובנעימה טובה Samir Perealim
Zekino David Beyad David Amelech Haporet Amet Haram Ketob Libo Bayayin Leterem Melaveu Et Shiram Zekino David Beyad David Amelech
לפני שנים רבות בשערי ירושלם מצווה ניפמת בחלון מיכל היביטה במשעול ובעיני האור כי רוקד דוד ובידו חינור היביטה במשעול ועיני האור ירוקד דוד וידו חינור
זה כינור דוד ביד דוד המלך הפורט המיתרם כתוב ליבו ביין לתרם מלווהו את שירם זה כינור דוד ביד דוד המלך הפורט המיתרם כתוב ליבו ביין
חלפו שנים רבות בתהילת התהילים ומיתרי כינור דוד נובלים אומרים ישנו מקום ובו הצדיקים עם ערב את כינור דוד שומעים אומרים ישנו מקום ובו הצדיקים עם ערב את כינור דוד שומעים
זה כינור דוד ביד דוד המלך הפורט המיתרם כתוב ליבו ביין לתרם מלווהו את שירם זה כינור דוד ביד דוד המלך הפורט המיתרם כתוב ליבו ביין לתרם
You know, while I was you don't know, while I was listening to the this selection, I was thinking about yes, I didn't discover Kazanis until 1977, but in the 60s, I used to go to first started out on McDougal Street at the Fin John, and then El Avram, Avram Grobard, and then others. And there was a certain, free spirit, if you will. It was a mixture. There was a Greek usually playing, and even perhaps an Arab. But it was an interesting time, and I always thought, with all my records, I'd love to open up a joint and each night feature a different genre, one night Yiddish, one night Israeli, one night klezmer instrumental, another Hasidic, whatever. I don't think I'm going to get around to that, but it was just a thought that I always had. Let's hear one more selection from Ruach. This is Back to Jerusalem. Yeah, it's very appropriate because be there in a few days.
Well, it feels so good to be home again. Been a running much too long, and it feels so good I can rest again. I lay down my heavy load.
Open all your gates up wide, I'm coming home. To Jerusalem.
Well, it feels so good
just standing here, just to pray here by the wall. I can feel the pain of 2,000 years, a sketch of death on every stone.
Open all your gates up wide, I'm coming home, 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 back to Jerusalem.
Sing and dance and laugh aloud, let joy run through all the streets. Someday we'll all be right there with you, singing songs of hope and peace.
Open all your gates up wide, I'm coming home, 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 back to Jerusalem.
Let my right hand fail its need. And if I forget the words to sing your praise, take from me the words to speak.
Open all your gates up wide, I'm coming home.
Ruach, back to Jerusalem. Well, if it seems like I'm in a very talkative mood, I know I normally don't do so much talking, but I'm in that mood, so just want to make a comment about klezmer. For me, there's a certain sound that I expect from klezmer, and it goes back to Gior Feidman and Dave Tarras and some of the early recordings. I am insulted. I mean, personally, I shouldn't say insulted. I don't like the new wave of what they call klezmer. Well, you know, they get together, five or six guys, very good musicians. Maybe one of them is Jewish, maybe two. And they play a certain kind of a jazz, and they call this the new klez, and you have to get used to it. I remember a few years ago, we were vacationing up in the Berkshires, and there was an advertisement at the synagogue, klezmer night, and I was so excited. I went there, and I wanted to leave after 10 minutes, and I was praying that there would be an intermission, and there was no intermission. I had to sit there for an hour and a half, and it was one of those situations where it was a very, very long row, and I was sitting in the middle, and I would have to disturb 20 people or so, 30 people, and either way I went, and I remember I was so infuriated. I said, where does this guy come off to call this klezmer? You want to call it New Wave Jewish or whatever, but to co-opt the name klezmer and to go around posing that this is something Jewish. I don't know. You know, I don't want to get into a whole discussion what makes music Jewish music. But there is a sound, there is a feeling, and it isn't, okay, there are non-Jews who can play Jewish music, I'm not saying that. But if guys love jazz and some other, I can't stand generally the new music that, to me, it's all noise and loud, and I'm not going to belabor that. I don't even like much of the new so-called Jewish music that's coming out. It's the band and the trumpet and the drum take over. Now, that's what it is, that's what it is. But I'm from the old school, if you will. I even, we get invited to bar mitzvahs and weddings and so forth, and the inclination is to reply that we'll attend the service, but that's it. Because if you go to the party, if you will, you can't talk. You only hurt your ears. And you could be sitting at a table with a bunch of friends. You probably have to sit there with your iPad or iPod or whatever it is to communicate. And it just seems insane. I'll be playing some bar mitzvah stuff later that decries this. But by the way, you know, with my age, you do have a little slip of memory. But Avram Pangus was also, you had El Avram, and then you had the feed giant. And of course, Avram Pangus was very good. But anyway, let's get to klezmer. More to my liking, and somebody was so infuriated, you don't play klezmer, you don't like it. Well, it's okay. Of course, here's the king, if you will, or one of the kings. Let's hear Giora with Mi Ha'ish. Well, I don't know. You don't want to call that Freilich music? This is the Klezmer Freilich with Gira Feidman. That's Gyura Feidman with the Klezmer's Freilich. Well, Naftuli Brandwein, recorded in the late 20s and throughout the 30s. Let's hear the Hacer Bulgar. This. Okay, one more of Naftuli Brandwein. This is a strange title. Hora Mitsibilis with onions. Okay. Hora Mitsibilis. Thank you. Okay, Naftali Brandwine, and okay, one more in the klezmer genre, if you will. Okay, this is the Klezmer Conservatory Band, and this is Meron Night, Meron. That was a little different. That was the Klezmer Conservatory Band. And This is Charlie Byrne, hoping that you're enjoying these selections. I mentioned before about what I deemed to be the noise at the events. We Jews have a way of laughing at ourselves, and I think one of the classics that I hope this is going to work. Let's see how this works. Okay. Betty Walker and the Bar Mitzvah. Okay, that's comedy. And then there's two selections by Moshe Yes, which I think we don't hear selections like this. There it is. Okay. Let's hear the Bar Mitzvah. This is Betty Walker, Simcha. You've heard this before.
The Bar Mitzvah.
Sweetheart.
What do you want?
I'd like to discuss with you a spiritual adventure.
Oh. Your mother is coming to dinner.
Darling, come on. It's time that we discuss plans for our son Joy's bar mitzvah.
All right, we'll have a dinner with a three-piece band in my cousin Louis' ballroom. For $5-6 a couple, we'll invite a couple of couples. But please, let's not make a big deal out of this.
Certainly we would not make a big deal. Particularly not like the big deal your partner Sid is making out of his Freddy's bar mitzvah.
What is Sid doing behind my back?
Oh, it's not so much really. It's taking the grand ballroom at the Esther. $50 a couple. Lawrence Wilkes Orchestra. And just the immediate family. 1,500 couples.
Aha. How pushy can you get? Big man, gotta prove to the world he made money. Big production with him in his Astor ballroom with that Lawrence Welk in his noisy bubbles. $50 a couple. Shameful! We'll do it bigger.
Well, so what'll we do?
I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll get a bar mitzvah consultant.
Yes, Mr. Leibowitz, I understand your problem. Now, what is your budget for this bar mitzvah?
Pick a number.
Oh, I see. One of those. All right. For $150,000, we can get the Radio City Music Hall for the evening, for the affair and show.
I've seen that show.
All righty. For $200,000, we can deliver the New York Hilton Hotel. 50 floors, each guest with their own suite. After dinner, 200 limousines will drive your party to the United Nations, where your son will make his bar mitzvah speech before the General Assembly.
That's not bad. But it's missing something. I got a feeling it's been done.
Well, there's one other suggestion, but it's unbelievably expensive.
Now you're talking.
1,000 guests. You fly them all to Africa for a bar mitzvah safari.
Welcome to Africa, Mr. Leibowitz. We trust that you and your 1,000 guests will have a wonderful affair here. Let me introduce myself. I am known in these parts as Bwana Finkelstein. White Hunter.
Listen, Bwana. It's a nice jungle you have here.
But we like it.
Have you got everything I ordered?
Oh, yes, sir. 250 elephants painted in your bar mitzvah color scheme. Blue and white. 300 native bearers who will carry Leonard Bernstein in the New York Philharmonic. We have arranged for the jungle dance tonight. We'll be doing the Watusi with 5,000 real Watusis.
Lovely, lovely. Everything I wanted for my Joey's bar mitzvah. That'll show my partner with his crummy ass the ballroom. When Leibowitz does something, it's an original. Now let's get underway. Buona gung ho.
Oh, Agunda, are we ready?
Buona, buona, ungo, wonga, tunga.
What is it? What's holding us up?
He says we'll be delayed a few minutes.
Why?
There are two other bar mitzvah safaris ahead of us.
Okay, the next selection is Moshe Yes, and this is David Cohen's Bar Mitzvah, a sad commentary. Again, they don't make music like this.
The Cadillacs were all lined up in the driveway. Minks of many colors were on display. The caterer was the best that money can buy. It was David Cohen's bar mitzvah day. It was David Cohen's bar mitzvah day. Uncle Abe flew in from Cincinnati. Aunt Becky drove up from Miami Beach. The rabbi was watching with a tear in his eye as David Cohen read his bar mitzvah speech. As David Cohen read his bar mitzvah speech. I wanna thank the rabbi, my mother, and my father. Today I am a man by Jewish law. I accept all of my Jewish obligations. I acknowledge that there is only one God. I acknowledge that there is only one God. The last time David Cohen saw a rabbi, his tullis and his tefillin, they got lost. He's now a lawyer up in Sacramento. Looking back, it wasn't worth the cost. And looking back, it wasn't worth the cost. I wanna thank the rabbi, my mother, and my father. Today I am a man by Jewish law. I accept all of my Jewish obligations. I acknowledge that there is only one God. I acknowledge that there is only one God.
Pretty hard, isn't that? Well, we've heard some results of a study, and no surprise. Going back to 1980, I had the pleasure of introducing that album on my radio show when I was at SOU. It's 33 years ago. That was the album that had My Zadie, it had something about the Jewish prayer, Jewish prayer book, and it had the David Cohen's Bar Mitzvah 33 years ago, and since then, so sad that Moshe Yes has passed on. I don't have an update on Sholem Levine, but let's hear one more selection of Moshe Yes. This is the greatest bar mitzvah in history.
It's the greatest bar mitzvah on earth. It's the greatest bar mitzvah in history. There's 10 marching bands at the door. And wait, yes, wait, there's more. There are 2,000 chopped liver swans with sparklers burning oh so pretty. So sell all your stocks and your bonds for the greatest bar mitzvah in history.
And the rabbi, yes, the rabbi saying,
Oy, Beis Meir.
I think that things are getting slightly out of hand here. Slightly out of hand here.
Slightly out of hand here.
Slightly out of hand.
Look, here comes the Goodyear blimp being followed by jets and a copter. They're bringing the VIPs and a squadron of Marines. It's the greatest bar mitzvah on earth. Yes, nothing's too good for my Sydney. Besides, I can show you what I'm worth. It's the greatest bar mitzvah in history.
And the rabbi, yes, the rabbi saying,
Oy vey's near.
Slightly out of hand here.
Slightly out of hand here.
Slightly out of hand.
Yes, sirree. It's the greatest bar mitzvah on earth. It's the greatest bar mitzvah in history. There's 2 million guests, maybe more. And all the yarmulkes you could ever want at the door. And here comes Air Force One. So there's only one other guest that's missing. Yes, he's looking down from above upon the greatest bar mitzvah in history.
Was? Was?
Oh, they were great. That was Moshe Yes, with the greatest bar mitzvah in history. About 25 years ago, I had a contest. I wanted to have people guess who recorded the most albums, Jewish albums. This is going back, 25 years ago or so. I guess it would be different today, of course. It might be Avram Fried or Bensin Schenker, or Mordechai, I'm not quite sure, but at that time it was far and away Joe Amar, and I had 25 or so albums of his, and I'm embarrassed to say I don't play enough of it. I don't play much of it, but let's hear one of his selections. Let me see here. It's Shalom Levin Dovi. Shalom Levin Dodi, Joe Moore.
Shalom Levin Dodi, Atzach v'ha'admon. Shalom lecha ha'meret, Raka kemorimon. Shalom Levin Dodi, Atzach v'ha'admon. Shalom lecha ha'meret, Raka kemorimon. Shalom Levin Dodi. Shalom Levin Dodi, Aman, 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 Aman. Malach yefefia, itoreri ahava, utzalzeli kolech, kolech kimril ba'amon. Shalom leben dodi, hatach ve'ha'admon. Shalom lecha menet, raka kemorimon. Shalom leben dodi.
This is Charlie Bernhout saying shalom and reminding you, if you want to receive my monthly calendar, cantorial calendar, just simply enter your name in that little box on the upper left-hand corner or side of the homepage, which says sign up for to be on the distribution. Thank you so much for joining with me, and stay tuned for an hour of Chazanut.